You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Yeah, for me, last night was the fun night. What I did was the wife and I, we met a few friends. We went to this place that we hadn't been to before. It's like a barbecue joint. But one of our favorite piano players that if you go to the city of Chicago, there's a place called the Redhead Piano Bar. He plays there on – typically he plays there on Friday nights. And he is just so talented.
Is that where you are in Chicago?
Well, that's where we'd like to go when we go in the city, but I'm in the suburbs, so I hardly go to the city now. So we found out that he was playing at this barbecue joint, and so we decided to go check him out there and then try some new barbecued food, and oh, it was delicious, and he was fantastic. So
well, good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Very dinner theater. I mean, I love it. Yeah. No, I'm such a foodie. So, and of course, you know, I love music. So, I mean, that just sounds like a fantastic night. So, yeah, I'm glad you went.
Yeah, I thought it was actually funny. The on Twitter, we've been doing a lot of exchanges with the Muppets. And
I did see that. I saw Animal. We did the Animal, and then there was Menomina. A couple different things. And then the Swedish Chef. I was watching like a hawk, yeah.
But the Muppet movie, which was back in the 70s, there was a song about called The Rainbow Connection, and someone actually requested that he sing it, and he started to do an imitation of Kermit. It was really funny.
Really? Having fun. I would have liked to have seen that.
Yep.
Sounds like you had a fantastic night.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've got a piano here, and I can, you know, I can do a good melody, and I can do a few chords, but, you know, I would not consider myself, I mean, nobody would pay me to go play in a place like that. I would guarantee you that. I'm more of a lyricist that I can come up with a good melody and, you know, help build a track and stuff like that, but, and I got a couple guitars, same thing, but that's why I hire out. Some really good musicians who can shred really good, right?
So you wouldn't be sitting in the bar with a tip jar and just, you know, waiting for a song?
No. They would probably tip me to, like, shut up. We will give you this if you would just stop right now.
Just pack up your case and go.
I'm better off doing acapella. Right. Right. So I'm lucky enough that I can play enough to help create, you know, create a track, create a melody, so I do play instruments. I just wouldn't trust myself. Like when I'm performing, that's why I'm a vocalist more than anything, right? So I'm like, I get the piano player to come for me, right? Like, hey, come on and play for me. And I get a good guitarist and
So if somebody has like a karaoke setup, you're in your element.
Right, I guess I could karaoke. Yeah. If I was karaokeing, yeah.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. That's right. I've actually won a few. I'm very proud of my very few competitions that I won in karaoke. Whoop whoop.
I didn't realize there was karaoke competitions. That's how
It depends. I mean, if you have a good karaoke bar, I mean, they can get, I mean, creative. I've been to some where like people go the whole nine yards. They dressed up. I saw a couple of guys who did the Bee Gees, and they dressed up like in their outfits. And I mean, yeah, some people just go all out. I saw a group imitate Heart, and I'm like, wow, you know what I mean? I just went as myself, but I thought maybe I'm not getting into the spirit of this. I don't know. I'm missing something. But
Yeah, I guess you can really get into that kind of, if that was your jam, I guess, and, you know, that was your passion.
I mean, my passion is singing. It's not karaoke singing, but...
Right.
And I don't know if I would dress that kind of the same way as I love going to a Comic-Con, but I would never dress up as someone from Star Trek. I would go, and I would enjoy it, you know, but I'd probably just go in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, so you wouldn't do a cosplay then?
And you'd have to probably pay me, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, the idea of it sounds kind of fun, but I almost feel like I'd be out of my element to do a cosplay.
Is there a character that you really appreciate that you look a little bit like?
That I look alike?
Yeah.
I get Uma Thurman a lot, so...
Uma?
If Uma Thurman, so anything like from Kill Bill, or if I did Poison Ivy, I'd probably do that just because I often get compared to looking like her.
And Kill Bill would be easy. You just get a yellow jumpsuit and a samurai sword?
Yeah. That would be an easy one, yeah.
Yeah. You would nail it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking more Poison Ivy. But you know what? Next Halloween, what I really want to go for doing retro, I really want to go with She-Ra.
Oh, perfect.
I think I've decided on She-Ra. Yeah.
Are you watching that on Netflix now?
Is it on Netflix?
It is.
Oh, I didn't even know. I have Netflix. No, I've been going through Hemlock Grove right now.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched that yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look at it.
I'm actually on my second viewing of Sons of Anarchy.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I
watched the first season. I didn't get past after that. I mean, it was good, though. I really liked it. And, man, but Netflix can be my killer. Like, I mean, I can seriously binge watch. I mean, it's bad. It's because it's all there. It's all there forever, never, and ever. And you can just keep going and going and going. And I don't sleep anymore, I don't think. It might be Netflix's fault.
Yeah, actually, my wife and I, we like to watch a TV show called Longmire. And they put that on Netflix. And I shit you not, the other night we watched like 4 episodes. It was just kind of like, well, what do you want to do now? All right, let's watch the next one.
I think the first time I ever did that, and it wasn't Netflix though, I borrowed a friend who had the seasons of Prison Break.
Yeah.
And it was on DVD, and I just kept watching one. I just could not stop watching it. And I'm like, and then, you know, finished all of it within a couple of days. And I'm pretty sure my eyes might have melted slightly. Like, you know, just staring at a screen. Like, it's why I need glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just couldn't. And I tried to give myself a balance of, you know, walk away. I don't know. I don't have any self-control. I think the only way I would be able to do it is if I just canceled my subscription. But at the end of the day, you know how easy it is to put it back on anyway? I've done it 3 times. Canceled Netflix so I wouldn't watch it. Gave myself a couple of days, and then I just put my card back on it and put Netflix back on. That's how bad it is. I mean, I just can't stick to it.
I'm sure there's got to be some sort of, like rehab program for that.
And you know what works for me? Like when I'm in the studio, I don't want to do anything else other than write and sing and record and like get, you know, just, I like being there in the I mean, I will do nothing else and I don't even think about watching a show. I have to be really occupied with something else I love. And that does it for me. So studio performing, hitting the road, doing gigs.
So
that would do it.
So, okay, you just need to be actively working on something you're...
Actively working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have no problem doing it. If I know something's coming up, and, you know, I have my ticket book going to New York in January to do some more recording, I don't miss it. I do not miss it. It's just, it's there. Sometimes, you know, you're home, and I get a week off, which is great. You kind of need that. But then I do nothing but stare at a TV. For a week, right? And then if I stop looking at the TV, I look at my phone and I tweet, and I'm like, I'm always looking at an LCD screen. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what that's like. It's like we all, everyone in the house is like glued to their devices.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, we're going to have to start putting it underneath our skin. It's going to have to be part of our genetics soon. I mean, that's just, we're going to evolve that way, for sure.
I'm waiting for somebody to develop like a chip that you can just like insert in the brain. And then you get like this, and you would just kind of like connect that way.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't put it, it's not that far off to think about it. There was, I think it was Microsoft, and it was like a 3D hologram project. I mean, you put it over, like glasses over your eyes.
Right.
And so what you would see on the wall, and you could hit like, you could push like towards the wall. But you, I guess it would know where your finger was. And you could, you know, look at the weather. Same thing at your phone, really. Everything that you could do on your phone, it's now on your glasses, but you could still see straight ahead of you if you wanted to look. And there's just little icons off to the side if you wanted to. I'm like, wow. So I remember seeing an advertisement for that. And I was thinking, I want that. I need
that. The instant gratification of always connectivity.
Yeah. But it's not always the best, though, too. Like, it's sometimes I really enjoy just putting my phone away and just disconnecting, I guess.
Yeah, I enjoy the moments when the summer comes and I just get out on my pontoon boat on the lake.
Ooh.
And I don't even look at my phone. I put like Spotify on the phone connected to the radio so I can like listen to my 80s tunes. But other than that, I'm like not even looking at it. And it's fantastic.
I used to live in Arizona and we go to Lake Powell. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but a pontoon out there too, right? Or a houseboat. You rent a houseboat, go find a cool spot, and you don't get any service, right? So there's no phone, there's nothing. And so even if you wanted it, you're not getting it. But it was just so nice. I didn't know what the heck was going on in the world back home. And, I mean, people could have died. I mean, and I was just sitting there, you know, hitting the waves and, like, water skiing. And it was just a fantastic, fantastic time.
Yeah, I think we all need something like that every so often. Just a complete disconnect.
That's good. Well, I was checking out the songs you told me to check out.
I'm excited.
They're all good. Every single one of them. And we just said we're going to talk to the first 25, top 25.
Yeah. Yeah. It would take too long to go through all 100. So.
I know. There was a lot. But I kept going. I'm like, ooh, this one's good too. And this one's good. Holy cow. All right.
All right, so let's, we'll get officially started here then.
Okay.
This is 90-something podcast.
I know it sounds mental, but sometimes I have more fun vegging out than when I go partying. Maybe because my party clothes are so binding.
You're an idiot.
I'll show you. Starting tomorrow, you'll see I'm just as sane as anybody.
But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Smelly cat, smelly cat. What are they feeding you?
Mentos, the fresh maker.
So this is Banzai Retro Club, Can You Dig It? I am Dave, and I have special guest Kristen Kaivo on.
Woohoo! Hi! Excited to be here.
Yeah, you're a returning visitor from the Kaivo Effect episode, which we just completely loved that episode that you did with us.
Thank you.
Something that Rose, Scott, and I, we still... like geek out about. We message each other on Facebook And, you know, we're still picking on the whole crunchy, creamy thing, and, you know.
I love the crunchy, creamy.
Yeah.
And are we going to creamy each song here?
That's exactly what we're going to do here.
All right.
So for the listener, just so you know, you've got to go back and listen to the Kaibo Effect episode, because it'll explain what we mean by crunchy and creamy. So that'll give you the context, but really what we're going to be doing is we're looking at a list that I sent Kristen earlier today of the VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 1990s. We're going to just be looking at the top 25. Both of us, we're going to give our commentary of the song, and we're going to give it a grade, creamy or crunchy.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and just for a little bit of context, Scott was giving us the lowdown as to when a song was crunchy because of guitar sound. So that's kind of the vibe as what I picked up on it. But I think that could be...
I think something more heavy metal-y would be a crunchy kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you can go in many different avenues with something like crunchy or creamy. This is so funny that we're still talking about this. It's like that kid that has that annoying toy for Christmas that just keeps banging on it over and over again.
Yes.
This is going to be a joke that never dies with us.
We are the annoying toys right now.
They'll be like, great, they're talking about peanut butter again. Oh, my God.
Oh, I just had some. You know what I just did with my peanut butter? I don't know if you ever did this, and it sounds kind of gross if you haven't tried it, but it's not, I promise. Is mixed cornflakes in with it. So it's just this crunchy, you can make your own crunchy peanut butter with cornflakes. You only got creamy in the house.
Cornflakes with peanut butter.
That's it.
I never would have thought about that.
Well, you know, my mom did a dessert back in the day, and it was a lot like Rice Krispies squares, but she did something with peanut butter with it too, and it was so good. And I thought, you know, if it tastes good with Rice Krispies, shouldn't it taste good with cornflakes? I don't know. And turns out it does. Oh, man.
Wow.
I was going to, like, listen to this and, like, Kaibo's weird.
Oh, man. But it's like one of those things where I think somebody needs to put those kind of combinations together first to find out if it's going to work. Because
right, and I didn't know. I tried it for the first time last week. I didn't know if it was going to work. It was really experimental. And you know, I get low on groceries here, and I have to improvise. I'm like, oh man, all right, let's see if this works. And man, it was so good. It was like, I thought about making it as like a treat for Christmas, even like make little balls of, I don't know, and then chocolate syrup on top of it. I mean, anyways, it was really good. I'm not going to lie.
Did you say chocolate syrup on top of it?
Yeah. Yeah. You ever get those, like, the hard shell syrup stuff?
Yeah.
I thought if you put it in a ball, so you've got a mix of cornflakes and peanut butter, make a little ball, put it on, like, you know, those wax paper things.
Right.
Put the hard shell and just kind of swirl it on top of it real quick and then harden it in the fridge. That'd be really good.
That's like one of those holiday cheese balls, but with like peanut butter goodness.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah.
That's so good. I'm going to make it tonight now after this.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I got to go out. Oh my gosh, I can't decide what I'm going to do. Maybe I should just go out. Oh. I mean, I can't tell my friends, hey, what did you do for New Year's? Hey, I made a cornflake peanut butter ball and then ate it.
Yeah, it's all in the name, I think, you know, because, you know, there's cheese balls. And then, you know, what would you call that? A peanut butter ball, I guess.
Yeah,
something simple.
I need to do a crunchy smooth PB. I don't know. We'll have to come up something.
Yeah, we'll have to think of something.
You need to take a vote on Twitter.
Oh, there you go. It should be called a crunchy peanut butter ball.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good. That's so simple.
See, look at that. Here we are. We're still talking peanut butter. We haven't even jumped into the music yet. That's the way we roll. That's the way we roll.
That's it. The squirrel.
Yep. The squirrel. Ball.
Mm-hmm.
love that All movie. Right. Up.
It is. It's such a good movie. It's so cute.
All right.
25 is Soundgarden.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! So, we're starting at, what was it, 25, going up then. Okay.
You want to go 25 to 1?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So Soundgarden, okay. Black Hole Sun. Did you get into the grunge scene at all?
I did, but remember I was late. I don't know if you remember that from the episode. I didn't listen to anything other than the 80s hair metal all the way even through the 90s until when I was 12, I went to a new school. And then we moved to a new city and went to a new school. And then I remember people asked what bands I was into, and I was like name dropping bands like Journey and Whitesnake and Heart and Glass Tiger. And they're like, what? So that's when I realized I was really behind in music. But they did. They caught me all the way up to the 90s, and we were getting into 2000. So I did get into this stuff. But even when I was into it, I was getting into it late. But I did really enjoy it.
Okay.
And so I do know Soundgarden. I do know Black Hole Sun. And I personally will give that a crunchy rating.
Okay. Yeah, for me, I love Spoon Man by Soundgarden. But I got into the scene. And it was one of those things that I was in the Navy at the time, so it's not like I could dress the part, but I just really dug the music, the Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, Nirvana. I just loved the sound of it, and that was kind of my breakaway from like the pop music that I was growing up listening to. So this was kind of,
you were rebelling.
I was kind of rebelling against the system. You're right. Yeah.
Sticking it to the man. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know, you're going to make me wear a uniform with my name on it, but you know, screw you guys. I'm going to, you know, listen to my, grunge music.
Devil's music. Is that
Well, it's not like they were dictating any kind of music, you know, when you're in the office or whatever. So,
I was just listening to Chicago today, totally off topic, but do you remember, is it Little Nicky, where it talks about if you play Chicago backwards on a vinyl, it's devil worshiping or something? It was just a funny part in the movie. Do you remember that? Is it Little Nicky? I'm not sure.
I don't remember that.
But it was so funny because they were fighting over Ozzy, and they're like, no, Ozzy hasn't done anything like that, but check out Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
Chicago is definitely creamy.
They're very creamy, yeah.
Yeah. Soundgarden is, you're right. I'm with you on
that's
that one.
Crunchy.
That's a crunchy, definitely. That's... Black Hole Sun. Definitely fits the bill for what you would expect from a crunchy kind of sound.
Yeah, definitely. No debate here. So 24th House of Pain, jump around, get up and get down. I don't know what I'd rate that. It's almost right in between for me.
So mostly a softer, kind of harder kind of sound, if that makes any kind of sense.
It's a soft, hard sound. So it's,
yeah.
Maybe it is, it's creamy peanut butter with cornflakes.
it raises the crunchy peanut butter ball, does it?
That's its own rating, yeah.
Well, you know, for me, I know this song pretty well because, as I mentioned before, I play music for my son's hockey games.
That's right.
And when I put this clip on for the beginning of Jump Around, that's usually the one song that will make the people in the stands actually move.
Okay, yeah. So is moving to you a crunchy sound then?
Yeah, and that's just it. You know, there's going to be good... creamy songs, you know, but as far as like something that pumps people up, Jump Around pumps people up, so I'm going crunchy.
Okay, we can go crunchy there.
Yeah.
We can go crunchy. All right, Salt and Pepper with Vogue. What a man.
Oh, look at you, man. That sounds great. There you go. Sing the whole song for me.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I'm going to give that sort of a creamy.
Yeah, that's got
to
be.
It has a bit of crunch. I don't want to sit there and say it has no crunch to it, because it does. It has some power behind it. And the callbacks, yes, he is. They get crunchy, but you know, but it's very smooth. The harmonies are really good. So,
Yeah, you could almost divide the song into two. What the En Vogue part does with the harmony, and then the Salt and Pepper rap.
You know what? Yeah, you've got to. It is almost like. Yeah, the chorus could be more creamy. But the callbacks are more crunchy, and
if any song would blend into having two different ratings, this would definitely fit perfectly for that. Because it's a great song. It's a lot of fun to listen to, and I just appreciate the combination of En Vogue with Salt and Pepper.
It was a really good combo.
Yeah, but exactly it. It's definitely a combo. If ever there was a combo song, this would be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't grade either way. But if I was somebody forced a gun to my head and said you got to pick one or the other, I would go creamy on it.
I think it would lean more towards creamy, because to me it's the callbacks that are crunchy, and the callbacks aren't the biggest thing in the song, I guess.
I mean, the part that you just sung over and over again just now was the softer part, and that's the part that I always remember about it. So
remember, that's true. Okay,
that not that there's then. No way I can rap anyway, so.
Me neither. You know, when Iggy Azalea came out, I was so impressed, because to me she was the first good white girl who could rap, and I'm like, man, I can do that. No, I can't. It is terrible, and I am just bad at dancing. I think I've said before in a video on Twitter that I'm a lot like Cameron Diaz on Soul Train when she was on Charlie's Angels and she got on Soul Train.
I remember
it was
that.
Bad. It is bad. I guess it is so bad. And so can't rap, can't dance.
Well, I learned how to dance by watching Hitch. You remember that part where he's like, you know, this is where you live. You know, and you put your arms at 45 degree angles. Don't bite your lip. Bite your lip. You know. That's me.
Maybe I gotta watch that again. I gotta take some pointers. Man.
No reason to make pizza. They already got food there.
Well, you know what? See, you know, when I club, I mean, okay, I don't club a lot, but the floor is so packed. It's not like you can dance anyway. You're standing there like a soldier, and then you're touching some stranger next to you, not on purpose, but because you're all just huddled in there. I don't know if it's for warmth. I mean, whatever, we're trying to survive. And so you don't really have to dance. I mean,
just kind of move. Just move.
If you can. All right,
so sounds like we landed on creamy on that one.
We did creamy. So we're back. Loser! I'm going to give that one a crunchy rating, because I want to jump up every time and then throw something. I'm a loser, baby! Kill me. Yeah.
I
think it's crunchy.
It's a very disturbing message.
Yeah. Well,
I'm a loser, baby. Why don't you kill me? I mean, come on.
I was really sarcastic.
Okay.
When you're in a fight and someone's being an ass, and you know your response back. Not that I would think you should respond back like that, but if I'm such an idiot to you, you know, why don't you kill me? I always took it very sarcastically. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe it's just because I only I didn't digest the whole song, like all the lyrics. I recall mm-hmm. the chorus, and it just, to me, it sounded like a very, you know, kind of dark message, you know, just saying, hey, I'm a loser, why don't you kill me? You know, and I'm sure there's more to the song than that, though.
And maybe it could, right, and maybe it, I don't know, you know, I don't remember all the lyrics at this point. All I remember, this is how I felt about it, was, and maybe because that's just how I felt, and I've been in fights before with different people that I think, well, if you hate me so much, you know, why, it's mostly like, why are you even around me? Like, why, you know what I mean? Like, why don't, you sit there and you want to keep fighting with me, so why are you even still here, right? And that's how I took it. And you know what? And maybe it depends on the type of person you are, because I'm a naturally sarcastic person in a funny way. I mean it in a humorous way. I either, when I meet somebody new, walk away with a new best friend or someone who hates me because they didn't understand my sarcasm, right? And so,
so there's a love hate. There's no middle person or middle ground.
No, you love me or you hate me. Yeah, I think maybe I relate to it in that sarcastic way because I have that sarcastic personality. And so I think maybe, and that's the great thing about music, though. It's really interpretive to the listener, right?
Yeah,
art
yeah.
in general. It doesn't matter if you sculpt, if it's painting. This music, it's very interpretive. So that's how I interpret it. I don't know if that's correct. And I don't know if that's the great thing. Even when I write my songs, I don't like to force the listener to, no, you need to see it in my way, what I meant when I wrote it. I don't like to do that because everybody relates to their own experiences, right? And so I like when people see it in their way. How they fit into the song.
So. And I think that as an artist, you know, or someone being creative, and someone mm-hmm. were to come up to you and say, oh, this is what I got out of this song. And mm-hmm. you may be like happy and surprised all together because it was like, I didn't see that, but it's great that you do.
Right.
Yeah. I think that'd be awesome.
And I do that. I sometimes get that from people. They'll message me and like, you know, I really connected with your song this way. And I'm like, oh, well. And I don't tell them I didn't see it. I'm like, thank you. I just want you to say thank you. But I do. Sometimes I hear things that I never seen it that way before. That was not my experience when writing the song or what the song was about to me. But again, people connect the way they connect. And I do not want to ever interfere with it.
Yeah. And how you were interpreting this song, Beck Loser, you know, was kind of a, you know, a sarcastic tone against somebody that they had like a fight or disagreement with. Whereas I had some interpretation where it was somebody that was like, you know, I'm down on myself. Why don't you just get rid of me?
Right. You know, and it could be. It could very well meant that when it was wrote. I have no idea.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not like I do a ton of research for these shows anyway. So. much to my chagrin. But
just throw things in the air and see if it sticks. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody could be listening to this and be yelling at the their phone going, God, you guys, you don't know the song.
You got Google right in your hand.
But you know, I mean, going back to our format though, I mean it's a crunchy song, definitely.
It's crunchy, yeah. Definitely crunchy. So number 21, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. That's creamy. That is just creamy. That's a very creamy, creamy song. It's so creamy that I think peanut butter could be runny at this moment. Like,
yeah, that is like a peanut butter sauce almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like somebody put extra butter in their peanut butter and they really creamed it out.
Yeah, I mean, that just is just melting peanut butter is what that is. It's
microwave peanut butter.
Yeah. It's like when you get the peanut butter sauce on the ice cream as a topping or something. It's that.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah. But it's a beautiful song. I love it.
Oh, it is. It is. And you can't beat Selena. Yeah.
No, man. She's got a powerful, powerful voice. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Hanson. Bop. I'm gonna go with creamy. I mean, it makes me move, I guess.
Do you like the song?
I don't know.
You can admit it. Come on.
Don't tell my metalhead friends. I do. You know what? The Hansons are from Tulsa, so, you know.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
You know, I support the local Tulsa boys. But I do like the song. I do.
I've got to go on the record to say
it's stuck in my head. It's in my head right now. Oh my God.
And that's why I hate that song. Because once it gets in there, once it gets in your ear hole, it is stuck.
And you can't get it back out. I know. But you know what? Is that the mark of a good song, though? You know, you got a catchy hook.
Well, the other song that did it for me that I didn't like back in the 80s was Mickey. Mm. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you
blow
my mind.
You're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind, yeah.
Yeah, Hanson like and Mickey are those songs that I don't want to put on because I know once they get in there, I don't know how long it's going to take before I'm going to get them out. So, you're right as far as the song, it does its job. Because it gets in there and it has a good hook. But for me, after maybe hearing it the first 100 times, I think I was done.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder if it's the song so much or how much it gets played. You know, like how much airtime it gets on a radio station. Is it the actual song that's annoying or how much we are like spoon fed?
That could be it.
The song, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I need a few more years away from it, and then I can revisit it and see.
I don't know, though, because I listen to Journey, and I'm not kidding, every single day. And I never, ever, ever get sick of it. Like, ever. So maybe it is a song. I don't know.
It could be. See, I go either way with it. I can't decide. Yeah. I just know that between those two songs, I'm not a fan. But, yeah, it's creamy all the way.
It's definitely creamy.
Yep.
It's definitely creamy. But you know what I'm excited about? M19 is Beastie Boys Sabotage.
Sabotage.
That's crunchy. Man, that is so crunchy.
You seen the video?
You listen to Beastie Boys? Yeah, was it the robot? Like that. He's in the city, the big giant robot.
No, this is Sabotage was the one where they were dressed up like the 70s cop TV show.
Oh. Which one was the robot one then? I don't remember. I don't watch videos.
Oh, you don't? Okay, fair enough.
Not usually. I mean, I have seen some videos, but videos almost seem like it's a dying thing now. Like, I mean, I didn't watch a lot of videos anyway, except for when I go to YouTube. I mean, there's some videos on YouTube, but... You know, I hear tons of stuff about MTV, but that doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, I would like to see that actually come back. You know, like,
that
music
was,
videos.
That was definitely a great, musical format, you know, to introduce things. Because, I mean, you had kids of the 80s that grew up on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they would get home and just plop down in front of the television. And you had, by having that musical, it's essentially radio on TV,
but to give you
the imagery.
Right, but I know what would be really cool if Netflix got involved in that somehow. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're all streaming anyway.
Right.
Why aren't... We stream in, I mean, even if it costs an extra dollar or $2 a month, okay, if you want the music video station or whatever, here it is, right? I think that'd be really cool. They should look into that. And you know what? There's, you know, just from, I've been on Twitter since July, and maybe it's just who I network with, but I almost think there are more music accounts or people who are there for music than anybody else. And again, it could be just because who I network with. But there are tons of them. You know, if they're not a singer or a songwriter or a guitarist, or you know, and I hear something like, EP is going to be out, this and that, or, you know, their music enthusiasts, you know, like they love music, and we're always sharing somebody's videos of somebody shredding a guitar, and I, you know, I'm constantly sharing Zach Wilde. I mean, that guy is, I don't know if you follow his account, but that guy is funny. He does these crazy videos, and then every now and then he'll just shred on his guitar, and he's like, oh. And it's like a minute long. I mean, it's just, but it's fun. It's fun to watch the videos. And I'm like, if we're watching these home videos, yeah, I would love to see, like, an actual modern-day MTV.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the music songs are too long. Because a lot of what you're talking about, you know, these videos are, you know, 30 minutes to a minute, or 30 seconds to a minute, I mean. And
right.
I think that people are consuming that thing, you know, on their mobile devices on the go. And they're probably right. not sitting, you know, they're not sitting through a longer format, you know,
well,
via whatever.
That's why I think Netflix would be good, right? I mean, because Netflix can be right on your phone. It's not on my phone. You know, if I've got to go somewhere and I'm stuck waiting somewhere, I pop on an episode if I have to, if the wait's long. But it would be great if the wait wasn't so long. I mean, we're talking about, like, episodes I watch are, like, 45 minutes long, right? But I thought, hey, you know, if I have only 10 minutes, wouldn't it be great to watch a couple of music videos where...
That would be cool.
Yeah, I mean... My headphones are in my ears all day long. Anyway, they're in my ear right now. I'm talking to you on my headphones, hooked up to the phone. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Just how I live. You know, every selfie I take, and even if I put it on Twitter, my headphones are in my ears. And people, like, complain, like, do you ever take a selfie? Like, no, this is reality. Like, this is what I look like. My headphones are in my ears. And, I just think it'd be really cool to have a modern.
I was thinking through your videos that I've seen where your Fun Fact Fridays and your you know, all the selfies you just talked about, and I don't think I have ever seen a picture of you without your earbuds in.
I know. Yeah. Crazy. I know. That's just how I live. I no shame. I don't care. But that's the reality of it. I get all dolled up to put my headphones in, and I'm like...
Well, somebody's got to give you, like, accessorized earbuds.
I don't know. I need to... Yeah, I'm going to bling them out.
Yeah, there you go. So where were we? We on Sabotage. Definitely a crunchy song.
Yep, definitely crunchy.
Yep.
Metallica, Enter Sandman, totally crunchy, and you put some more sand in that crunch to make it even crunchier. Yeah. that's a good song. I love Metallica. So, I think I just saved myself by saying how much I love Metallica after the whole mop conversation we just had.
get the rebound. Get the rebound.
I totally love Metallica! Laura, call me. Anyways, I don't know who would ever in their right mind would say Smooth in any way. So, and if they do, they should probably leave the planet. But
yeah, this song kicks ass in so many ways. It is from beginning to end. You know, just the heavy guitar riff right at the beginning. Dun, 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 dun. It's like, my God, love it. And it pumps you up in so many ways.
It does.
And, you know, once again, another pretty dark song, but, you know, it's Metallica, so, you know, deal with it.
They can do what they want. Yeah. I know. They can do what they want. Yeah.
They're all about crunchiness on this. In fact, I probably couldn't.
I don't know a smooth sound. Even when they slow it down, it's not smooth. It would be definitely crunchy. But I think you could have a slower, beautiful song that's crunchy.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear a creamy Metallica song. I don't even know if that would exist.
No, I don't think so.
But you know, I mean, we've had hard rockers do ballads, and it's been beautiful. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. But I just, to me, I don't think I've heard it yet.
I know they could. They could do it if they want. I mean, they're phenomenal musicians. I'm pretty sure they could do anything that they want. But that's just not, I think, who they are artistically.
Yeah.
You know, they stick to their typical Metallica sound, which is fantastic, which we, I think the world is grateful for, because that's why we love them, right?
Yep.
What is next? Destiny's Child, Say My Name. I'm going smooth on that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Definitely a creamy song.
I mean, they're powerful voices, but it's still very smooth. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to...
I get excited
Destiny's Child wasn't something that I listened to a lot. I'm familiar with the song. I'm just not familiar with a lot of their other songs.
You're not familiar with all their other songs? Oh, they're all pretty smooth. Like, even their more ones that get you up and pumped up and want to dance, I would still go with Creamy. But some of the songs have a little bit of crunch. Especially like, you know, well, I don't know if that's a Destiny's Child or Beyonce song. Jay-Z gets involved in it. Maybe that gives it more crunch. I don't know. But this is definitely a smooth song. Say My Name.
Yeah, that one is.
So what about MC Hammer? You Can't Touch This.
Wow, I Can't Touch This. That's...
I mean, that will get you moving. It does get you... I mean, if Crunchy was about getting you out of your seat, this would do it. I mean, did this do it at a hockey game?
Yeah, and that's exactly... That was my argument. You're right. When I was talking about Jump Around, You Can't Touch This would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that rationale, then I've got to give it a Crunchy. I've got to call MC Hammer Crunchy on this then.
Maybe. I still think it's kind of smooth, though, because here's what I think about Crunchy. It's not only getting up out of your seat, but how you want to get up out of your seat. Do you want a headbang? Do you want a mosh pit? Do you want to...
You're not mosh pitting to MC Hammer.
No, you're putting your hammer pants on and you're going across the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is an interesting...
It's interesting how to classify this one.
Yeah.
Can't touch this. I just keep thinking the context is, I keep thinking of the music video. You know, him just dancing around in the elevator, or not the elevator, but the parachute pants.
It's just going all over the
Yeah.
You know, I just saw a picture of him the other day in Walmart, of all places. I guess he's a sponsor. I don't know what they're doing. Advertising, like, it's like wall hooks or something, right? It's Hammer Time.
Why not?
That's MC Hammer! What? So, anyways, that song was stuck in my head then. Like, great.
So it sounds like you're calling this Creamy then.
I think so. I guess it's for me, and it depends on how you want to rate it. Like, if it's about getting out of your seat, then it would definitely be Crunchy, because this is a get out of your seat kind of song. But it's almost the feel of it. Is it a more aggressive or a happy feel? This is almost like get out of your seat and feel happy for me, right?
Right.
Metallica would get me out of my seat and I would throw things and mosh it and all, like, that's Crunchy to me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I wouldn't really throw things, but I'd think about it. I'd think about throwing things.
Yeah, for me, I'm still going to lean with the Crunchy part just because of the movement. You know, it gets you moving.
Okay. And maybe that's
the wrong interpretation as to what Scott first laid this out as. But, you know, I mean, hell, he's not on to stop me. So,
you know, and that's right. And, you know, Bruce Scott, you can't come from this. You can't come in this now. We own this. We own the country cream.
Exactly.
You know what? I think in the country cream, I think it will evolve, you know? Everyone will start deciding what exactly qualifies for cleansing, what exactly qualifies for creamy. But this is fun. All right, we've got Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge. I'm going to go crunchy.
Going crunchy on that one? Yeah, I can agree with that, definitely.
Yeah, I think anything Chili Peppers is going to be crunchy for me.
Ever seen the movie Point Break?
Is that with Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, and... it's like every time I think of the Chili Peppers, they had like a small like part of that where he was like they got into a fight on the beach, mm-hmm. and it's like every time I'm thinking of the Chili Peppers, I'm always remembering that. And to me, that's like my first visual of the Chili Peppers. It's weird that you know a movie
no, I
would.
I picture him. I remember seeing a video of it where they were wearing socks. They were just wearing socks. I think it was like at Woodstock, maybe an old Woodstock video. I don't know. I don't know if it was actually Woodstock, but I YouTubed it. I'm like, wow, they are literally just wearing socks, and that was interesting. That's all I think about when I
These guys are definitely doing things on their own terms.
No one's going to interfere with their artistry.
So it's tough to call them anything but crunchy. I mean, they're that, you know, I'm going to do it my way, and you just have to deal with it, because here we are.
No, they're good. Yeah. There is an account I follow. Actually, it's in the team... Giving a shout out to Team Hot Stuff right now. Team Hot Stuff, ow! Rock Aesthetics is in. Rock Aesthetics, and they follow him. Puts out some really cool videos out, and he's had up there for a while a Chili Peppers video, and I think it's Californication. I'm not sure. I don't want to. Don't quote me on that, but yeah. But anyways, I like the Chili Peppers a lot.
Yep. And nice throw out to the Team Hot Stuff there. That's awesome.
Well, Hot Stuff! You know I love Hot Stuff.
I am a proud member.
Yes, yes. We are proud to have you. And it is really a good group of people in there. You know, lots of really fantastic musicians and radio hosts and podcast members and music enthusiasts. And we even have a couple of people who don't do either of those, but they're just really fun, great people to have. They pump up the room, and it's cool to say hi to them. And
so the listener knows what we're talking about. Kristen has this group within Twitter that she has kind of like a sharing kind of a thing that we just get online and we have a ability to message each other and just check in and share stuff. And it's just a great group of people. And there's just fantastic, you know, the interaction and just what everybody is able to produce and just highlight. It's so creative and it's wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's really, I think the group really makes it that way. Sometimes I feel bad because people often give me shout outs on the group, like, oh, thank you for being here, but it's not really me. Like, I might have created the group, but people have to agree to be there. I've never held anyone at gunpoint and be like, you must be part of Team Hot Stuff. but no, it's been phenomenal to network with different people, different fantastic, even like really well-established musicians too, who are just creative, and just to find out what they're doing. And even for me, the more people get to know me, I'm really about that human connection. It's not even about networking, finding other musicians or radio hosts. It's about connecting to someone on a human level, right? Getting to creating a real bond and a real friendship. And it's good. It really has this. I think there's 48 of us in there in that particular room.
I know Rose is definitely You know, because she's very creative and she's trying to get her own thing going with her music. And I know she's really getting a lot out of the group, you know, because she's able to see what everyone else is doing and get ideas and share what she's doing and get feedback. And anytime you get that open dialogue with people that where it's not, you know, anything competitive, it's just I want to help you get your thing going. And by the way, I got my thing going, and if you can help me, that'd be awesome. And it's like there's no obligation, but it's just a great forum of collaboration.
It is. It is like pooling all your assets. Let's just pool it all here and see how we can help each other. And I love it. I love it. It's been a really. I have another group too. That it's not musicians. Just a bunch of good people. Period. You know what I mean? Like just people. And it's the same kind of thing, but the chat is very different because it's not music based, or it's not, you know what I mean? It's just everyday, day to day life. You know, I'm a nurse and this is what I'm doing here. And I'm, you know, we have a couple of nurses in there. I mean, people do different jobs, right? But, and so when I've created a few of these groups, I try to put who I felt were the right people for the right people. And anyways, it was cool. So we've got some Team Hot stuff. I could not shout out everybody in there. There's almost 50 of us. So
we would take a lot of time just doing the shout outs.
Right. They know who they are.
They know who they are.
They're Hot Stuff. Yeah.
Team Hot Stuff represent.
Represent. Yes. I am. But we do. We have some great. I don't know if you've seen Rock Highlander's gift today for New Year's.
No, I didn't see that.
You gotta go. I died. We're giving a shout out to Rock Highlander now. It was this family at this table, and there was like a boy and a girl and a dad and a mom, and they all shout, and the girl just hits her dad over the head with a bottle and smashes it. You gotta go look at it. It's funny.
No,
it's
actually, really I did funny. See that one. I did see it. I just forgot who posted it. But yeah, that was hilarious.
Rock Highlander.
Yeah.
Well, he posts some really good. You know what? He's such a he finds the best stuff and the best accounts, especially for classic rock and metal. And so a good one to follow there. EB, my guitarist, is in that group. Anyways, that guy can shred. But. There's so many good people in there. But we're way off top. Squirrel, peanut butter ball.
Yeah, ball.
Ball.
So Carey. We're on 14. Mariah Carey, Vision of Love.
Creamy. Everything Mariah does is creamy. I don't even know whether I would even be up for a debate.
No, I don't know, man. She's got this crunch sound of. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Yeah, okay. No, she's completely creamy. And this song, it's definitely all about, you know, the lovey, touchy, feely kind of vibe. It's creamy all the way.
It's creamy all the way through.
Yeah.
But Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Doggy Dog. That's who really Snoop Doggy Dog back in the day. Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah, nothing but a J thing.
Nothing but a J thing.
It's all on how you say that.
You know what?
Nothing but a J thing.
J thing. Yes. I'm gonna say it's creamy because for a rap, I think he's a fantastic rapper, but he flows so nice. You know, if I was to compare a rapper, like DMX would be a crunchy rapper to me. But Snoop Dogg would be creamy.
Yeah, you know, I actually, I had this, for Christmas, we got this Google Home device thing where you can actually tell it to, you know, play songs and amongst other things. But earlier today, I was actually, you know, I wanted to hear like the first few minutes of several of these songs just to reacquaint myself musically with them. And I think I listened to a good minute and a half, 2 minutes of this song without there being anything other than the music. So Dre is in no rush at all to get into this song, and he just kind of you're in for the ride, and it's, you know, there's no rush. He's not going to take you, you know, it's nothing but a J thing.
I like how this not THANG J thing.
Yeah. But yeah, because of that, I mean, that's all it is. It's a smooth ride, you know, and it's you're just going along and you know enjoying the beat and you know the presentation he gives you. It's got to be creamy.
It's definitely creamy.
Yep.
Well, I think Alanis Morissette, number 12. You ought to know. I'm giving that a crunchy rating.
She is angry. She's very angry.
In that song, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of angst in her album, Jagged Little Pill.
It was called Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah. She's not happy with a lot of people. You know, she's like, you know, there was that it's like when I run my, it was like a lyric and I forgot what song it was in. I don't even know if it was in You Ought to Know, but it was like, you know, I run my fingers down my back. I hope you feel, or down my, you know, this other guy's back. I hope
you feel it. And I like how she gets back into it after again.
She's definitely not a happy person, but it translates well into her music. And I appreciate that about her, you know, because you get the, you know, her feelings are on her sleeve, and you know what you're getting with her.
I think every album, even from the same artist, can be very different, and it's very interpretive again to what is going on in their life or what they're tapping into to be writing about. I remember somebody saying one time that she seemed to be an angry person. I'm like, I don't think she's a naturally angry person. I think this particular album was about a time in her life that made her upset, or, you know, it sounded like a nasty, awful breakup between her and this guy, and he's with another girl now. And, you know, I think we've all been there. You know what I mean? Where we can kind of relate to that.
Unless you're Taylor Swift and you've lived there.
Yeah.
Like every song is about, you know, somebody that she's wants to be with or she's breaking up with. But you're right. It probably was just a time period piece. You're right. It's crunchy all the way.
It's definitely crunchy. Ooh, Pearl Jam, number 11. Jeremy, going crunchy.
This is the song that when it would come on, my best friend Steve and I, we'd be in the car, turn it up, and we'd be singing verbatim at the top of our lungs with the song. such a beautifully dark song. Eddie Vedder owns it, and there's no other way to describe it than crunchy.
Yeah. No, I love Pearl Jam. I don't know. I don't think they do anything other than crunchy. Any song.
Well, maybe Yellow Ledbetter.
Yeah, I think it's his voice alone, though. You know what I mean? That to me, that some people just have that gruff, strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's beautiful. It's wonderful. It doesn't mean it's less beautiful. It's just, you know, everyone sings artistically different, and I don't know. You could do a beautiful piano ballad, and the moment you put his voice with it, which would be this beautiful, strong voice, I go, crunchy!
Yeah. It's the voice. It is definitely the voice.
It is. It's the voice. Yeah. Yeah. But that's a good thing. I love crunchy.
Yeah.
So, well, number 10, Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. I'm going creamy.
Yeah, definitely. Sinead O'Connor, it's like I hear the lyrics in my head now. Yeah. Nothing compares to you.
I've heard other songs that she's done, though, and they're pretty crunchy. But this is definitely a creamy song.
It is.
Even though she had a crunchy bald head, good. Ooh, R.E.M., love it. Losing My Religion.
Yeah.
I love this song. You know what? Oh, man. Let me think about this for a second. You know what? I want to go smooth. I'm going to smooth. Yeah. I'm going to have to sing it through. I had to like sing it through my head to kind of.
Yeah, and REM, I mean, they go both ways, you know, with their with their songs. Because you think of a song like What's the Frequency, Kenneth? That's just so fast-paced and gets people moving. Yeah. And I would think that that's got to be crunchy. But Losing My Religion, that's a community
that's
song.
Smooth.
I love that song, too.
That makes me. Yeah, it is. It is a good song. It's one of those ones that I actually, if it comes on the radio, I will crank that one. But REM is really good.
They are.
I know, a fantastic band. Well, TLC, Waterfalls. I love this song. Love, love, love this song. I'm definitely giving it a smooth, creamy rating.
I'm with you. This song can do no wrong in my ears. The message is, and this one I actually know the message about, you know, and it's just that they, making sure that somebody's not overstepping their comfort zone, and, you know, stick to the,
lakes and the river that you're used to.
You're used to. Thank you. But it's such a beautiful song, and the way they interweave the rap with it, just beautiful. I love every bit of this song, and once again I love the video too, because they have this thing where they're kind of dancing in like on water,
by a waterfall. By a waterfall too. I like the message. You know, it had different messages. There was one who was getting himself involved in gangs and drugs. There was another guy involving, I think he contracted
HIV,
right? And then I don't know what the other one was, but it was talking about, you know, being safe, you know, set boundaries for yourself.
Right.
That keeps you safe, right? So, it was. It was a good message. It just has a beautiful melody, a beautiful hook, and definitely smooth, though.
So that brings us to number seven, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears!
Baby, One More Time.
Hit me, baby, one more time. I don't even know what that message even means. Like, maybe it's sarcastic. Hit me, baby, one more time. And I will shove my foot so far up your rear, you will cook on it. Just try it, yeah. Maybe that's how I see things again, my sarcastic way of life. It's a whole religion, hit me one more time, yes.
So are you calling it crunchy or creamy?
It's butter. I don't know. it's syrup. I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Syrup. New category.
I know. I'm going to go with creamy, I guess. If I had to pick one, creamy.
You know, even thinking about it now and thinking about the lyrics, I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
I don't either. But songs don't even need lyrics to make sense.
At the time, I mean, you know, I just remember the, you know, she was trying to portray this, you know, air of sex appeal about her, and that was the video that had like the schoolgirl uniform, and so you know, I guess that was all part of that image at that time.
Maybe the hit me is like hit me with your love one more time. I don't. It's interpretive, right? Very interpretive. Because the lyrics like, oh baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right? Oh pretty baby, I should have let you go. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby. need to know now how because my loneliness. Shouldn't know this. Based on Tom and Metallica Friends. Anyways, it's killing me and I don't believe. I don't know. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Maybe it's like hit my phone up. Hit my phone up. If you hit the phone, I don't know. Is that?
Because she wants a sign that everything's okay. She likes him. She's not sure. She's lonely now because she can't, not hearing from him. Hit me, baby, one more time. Call me.
All right. Okay. Well,
maybe. Like, I don't know.
That might be a good interpretation. You know, for lack of me not having something else, I can go with that.
I really don't know. I'm just throwing things in the air and hopefully it sticks. I have no idea.
You know what? It's our story. We'll go with that.
Yeah. That we can, again, it's interpretive. It will be what we want it to be, right?
If you don't like it, damn it, okay, listen to another podcast.
Yeah, that's right. It's creamy. It's definitely creamy.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm excited for number 6.
Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Woo! Yeah, I'm giving that a crunchy rating. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. I can't rap. So, yeah, I think crunchy. I mean, it gets you right out of your seat, right? Even from the moment when you hear the two girls, the Valley girls, oh, my God, Becky. That's the part I can do in the whole song. Look at her butt. But, yeah, no. And when it's the moment I hear, I mean, I'm done. I'm on the dance floor. I don't even care. I don't even care. Crunchy, what do you think?
I've got to go with you on that one. Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know, it's a song that's going to move you.
Yeah.
And using the same rationale I used on the earlier songs, I got to give it to that for as a crunchy song because it's one that gets you going again. And just like you, I was thinking the Valley Girls. As soon as you got started with kind of going through it, and I was like, yep, that's the part I remember, the beginning.
That's it. Yeah. And it's like, hey, you know, my degree is psychology, and we learn a lot about Pavlov's dogs. I don't know if you know what that is, but
ring a bell.
The salivating, ring a bell, right? Yep. And so from the moment when I hear, oh, my God, Becky, like, before the music even starts, my hands are in the air because I know what's happening. The bell has just rung for me. Yep. I'm on the floor. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
So
Madonna Vogue.
Strike a pose.
Yeah, I moved to that one. So it has almost a creamy kind of sound, but I'm moving. So crunchy?
It's Madonna.
It is Madonna. She's pop, yeah. Right? And most pop to me, most pop is creamy.
Yeah, her with her sound, I almost want to go creamy with this.
Yeah. So, and this, I guess, goes back to my movement. Is it movement? Is it the feel of the movement?
And that could be it, because, I mean, if we go back even earlier into the conversation, you know, Metallica, we couldn't imagine a non-crunchy Metallica song. I can't imagine a non-creamy Madonna song.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, we'll go creamy. I'm okay with that. All right.
Yeah, I mean, just going through her repertoire, you know, of...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a crunchy Madonna song, and I really can't.
Yeah, Papa Don't Preach. Nothing's coming to mind that would fill that.
Mm-mm.
All right. All right, so we're up to 4. Whitney Houston, I Will Ooh. Always Love You.
Okay, she's going to be creamy. I mean, any song she does. I mean, her voice is beautiful and powerful, and it can get me moving, but there's just a smoothness to it. You know, very good control. Creamy. It's definitely creamy for me, especially that song. I mean, that's just a beautiful ballad.
Just thinking through Whitney her catalog. Thinking about this song, also thinking about her doing like the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, just so wonderful talent that we lost way too early. Yeah, just everything about her was creaminess in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not just a very, very talented singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely creamy. What about Backstreet Boys at number three? I Want It That Way. Okay. They're like creamy all the way. I mean, there's nothing that they could do. I don't care if Metallica played behind them and they started singing like
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. Backstreet Boys backed by Metallica. Oh my God, somebody please make that happen.
Oh, that would be hilarious. I would pay to see how that would go down. I would. Man.
That would be the bomb.
Oh man.
Especially if the Backstreet Boys were all like dancing in sync. You know, like in Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Oh, man. I just actually, somebody commented on, I posted a, it was the Asia video. I went to the Journey concert. Asia opened up for them this summer, and I posted Asia playing. And one of the people who commented under there was a YouTube clip of Asia and then AC/DC, and there was a couple of other people. But they were being backed by, it was called Rock Meets Classic. So they were being backed by actual classical players of instruments. So there was like strings and like trombone. I mean, like the whole orchestra was there. And they were singing their rock songs with this orchestra. And it was actually really, really cool. So I wonder if Backstreet Boys Metallica could pull this off.
I'd want to see the ride. I'd want to see the journey of just trying to make it happen. I think that would be fun just in itself. It's like
documentary.
Yeah, exactly. I want the behind the scenes. You know, that's what I want to see. That'd be worth it. But to go to the concert and see it meld
like
together.
Metallica getting mad at them and the Backstreet Boys crying.
Wow.
I'm sorry. They probably are very manly. I love boy bands.
What we call that? Metallica Boys?
The Metallica Boys? Backstreet Talica?
Oh, Backstreet Metal.
Ooh.
Ooh, that sounds like
metal.
That almost sounds like some sort of that almost sounds like some sort of like
that's the name of the documentary right there.
Oh, Backstreet Metal. Yeah, perfect. Yep. Netflix, get on that.
Get on that. I want props. You give a shout out right now.
I'm gonna admit, I want it that way. I'm prone to embarrassing myself on the podcast. I love this song. I will definitely put this up, you know, when it's on and sing along. For something in the
90s. And you know who my favorite singer on there was AJ. I mean, cuz he had a crunchier voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know all their names. It's like something I didn't commit, you know, to memory, because it's not like I was a boy band stalker, you know. But
admit it, you were.
Now, New Kids on the Block, okay, but not Backstreet Boys.
But they did. You know, New Kids and Backstreet Boys did something. It was like NKOTB. New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys. So it's something.
Yeah, they did something
BSB.
Together before.
Yeah, NKOTBBSB. Yeah, that's all it was. It was Don't Turn Out the Lights. I don't know how that song even goes. I mean, but just don't turn off the lights, I guess. They're scared of the dark. I don't know. Anyways,
But yeah, one of the first concert experiences I had was grad night 1989, seeing the New Kids on the Block at Walt Disney World. So, yeah.
Oh, well, really cool. You know what? Yeah, I followed Donnie Wahlberg's page. Once we're talking to New Kids. I saw this video where he dresses up as a woman or something. Did you see that?
I didn't know that.
No?
No. Those Wahlberg boys.
Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah, those Wahlbergs, man. I am. But I'm a Wahlberg fan. I am. I am.
I like Mark.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wahlberg.
Well, Marky Mark.
Yeah. Oh, good vibration. Good vibration! Yeah.
him in the movie Rockstar. He was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That was a good movie.
That was an awesome movie.
That was, yeah, it was. I felt like I was getting all, I was tripping out just watching it. I was like, I'm never doing drugs. I'm never doing drugs. But, yeah, no, it was a good movie. What about... We got two more.
Yeah, we're on number two.
Yeah, you two won.
You two won.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing crunchy. I think you two crunchy, period. They do have a smoothness to them, though. Like, I don't want to deny their smooth rock crunchiness. I don't know. I would lean more towards crunchy, though.
I might go the other way with this. I don't know. Is there something about U2 that is, for lack of a better way, I want to say almost relaxing when I'm listening to U2?
Yeah, they are kind of like a transient kind of rock. I mean, it's interesting. That's why we should take a vote. We should go to Twitter and vote this one. I don't know.
Yeah, we can go either way with this, but yeah, I think U2, it's like good background listening music. I don't know if this one really, gets things pumped up. I mean, it's a great song. Mm. I'm just trying to think, does it clarify, give me that kind of, get up and move kind of, it kind of does.
But it's more like a sway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is tough.
Okay, scenario. If you were on acid, what would this song do?
Sway.
It's just more sway.
More sway. You're helping the creamy argument is what you are.
No, I'm not. If Metallica played behind them.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
And then they also collaborated with, Nine Inch Nails or something. Backstreet Boys. Oh, yeah. Man.
Let's blend everybody together. Let's put Sir Mix-a-Lot with U2, with Backstreet Boys.
How would U2 sound now? Yeah, we just put them in a blender. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get what you're saying. I do. There's still enough crunch for me. You know what? I'm really torn. I really am.
Well, we don't have to completely agree on every one of these, though. We're allowed to be on different camps on this.
Okay, I'll go with crunchy then. You go with creamy.
All right, fair enough.
Number one, drum roll. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Great song.
Crunchy.
How could it not be?
I know. I want to throw things right now just thinking about it. I love it. Right from the beginning. Nah, 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 nah. Now, if you heard Weird Al's
version of this?
Yes.
And I'm mumbling and I'm screaming and I don't know what I'm singing. Oh, I love it. I love it. You know what? Weird Al's version is just as crunchy and I want to jump up and throw things.
Yeah, he has such great creative liberties with the songs, and
yeah,
I appreciate his satire, you know, as far as like, mm-hmm. you know, the taking, you know, the theme or the sound of the song and just kind of having fun at almost being a mockery of the artist. But, you know, it doesn't sound like anybody gets like too bent out of shape about it, you know, and I love it.
No.
I absolutely love it, you know. And I think, you know, that for me, if I was a recording artist and I were to be contacted by Weird Al and say, hey, we want to do this with your song, I'd be like, hell yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, me too. I think it's hilarious. I really do. To me, I think that's when you know you've made it big. If you can get your own meme, you've made it big. If you're in a position where people can start making fun of you, you've made it.
Either that or be on The Simpsons. One of the two. Whatever.
I think it's good. Definitely yeah. Crunchy.
Yeah.
I'm glad we ended with Nirvana. Kurt Cobain, man. I mean, his entire voice is just crunchy. And then his grunge sound, crunchy.
His sound really did encapsulate a lot of what you mm-hmm. got out of grunge. And
right.
You know, between him and Eddie Vedder,
when I think
were
grunge,
awesome.
Right, but when I think grunge, I go right to Nirvana immediately. That's the first band that I think of. But they were a good grunge band. I don't like a lot of grunge sound, but they were a good grunge band. So I'll give them that. Definitely crunchy.
Yep, and yet another great artist that we lost way too soon.
Yeah,
it would have been great to see what Mr. Cobain would have been able to come up with later in life. But unfortunately,
yeah.
We won't get a chance to see that.
No, that is sad. Again, we've lost so many incredible creative artists.
Yeah,
who have shaped, I guess, even you know the music industry today. So it is sad to. But I'm glad we ended on a crunchy note, though. That is a good song.
So it would be interesting to go back through our entire list. We don't have to do it right here, but just to see which one ended up with more votes, crunchy or creamy. So maybe that's something for, to come across, you know, to figure out as a scoreboard, you know, as to how many of these were crunchy and creamy. But I'd be really interested in our listeners, you know, did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? I'd love to, you know, if you're on Twitter to, you know, tell us if you think that, you know, you think that a song was actually should be creamy if we said it was crunchy or vice versa. There's mm-hmm. many different ways that you can reach out to either myself or Kristen. You know, either Twitter or, you know, there's actually our website, which is bonsairetroclub.com, that you can go on and give us feedback, you know, and tell us what you think of these episodes and, you know, any kind of feedback you want to direct to us. And, you know, we'll take it and we'll, you know, we like to read feedback on the show. So I'm all for getting, you know, a very flaming email that says, you know, you guys are just idiots. You don't know what you're talking about with these songs. I'll take
that. I'm
sensitive.
Don't do that. I'll cry.
I want
to like to know my personality. Is my personality crunchy or creamy?
You want to know whether you're crunchy?
Yeah.
Or creamy.
Am I crunchy or creamy?
Okay. All right. Well, listeners, you got to tell Kristen.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
If I make you get out of your seat, does that make me crunchy?
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, are you crunchy or I would classify you as creamy.
Okay. All right.
But that's not a bad thing.
Cool.
That's not a bad thing at all.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. Like, again, like what I like about these ratings, it's not about, it's not saying one is bad or good. It's just how you would classify it. They're both good ratings to me. Crunchy
right.
or creamy is a good rating. It's just what the song does for you. Is
right.
it mellowing you out? Is it making you feel good and you're mellowing out? That's a creamy thing to me, right? If it's, and you need that. You need songs like that. Is it making you jump out of your seat? That's a crunchy thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a little bit, there's the, some of the elements of this conversation, though, does make me want to give you a crunchy rating. Because it sounds like you're ready to fight, you know?
I'm ready to take you on. I got it. I got it right now.
You're ready to throw down.
That's it. I'm going to throw something. I'm thinking about Nirvana, right? It's crunchy. I'm throwing stuff in my mind.
So you got a crunch edge to you.
I do. You know what? A lot of people, when you get to know me, I like to think I'm pretty nice. I am. I'm a little wild, though, but not in a bad way. You know, like I'm adventurous, I guess, more than anything. I love to travel. I like to meet new people. I like to, you know, go new places, try new things. I'm not afraid of a lot of things. I should be. I probably would have kept me safer in my life if I was. But I am. Yeah, there's some crunchiness. There's definitely some crunchiness to me.
All right. So, Kristen, you want to tell people how they can find you on the social media?
Yeah, I'm under Twitter. My handle is Kristen Kaivo, and you might be able to find me under Kaivo. Instagram, Kaivo_official. You could find my Facebook page, Kaivo, there as well. And I'm on Reverb Nation, Kristen Kaivo, or under Kaivo. So you can find my music there. You can, I do several weekly videos. Sometimes it's a cover. Sometimes it's a shout out to something really awesome. You never know. You never know what you're going to find on Twitter with me. For Fun Fact Fridays. That's a must. And, you know, my Twitter is always going crazy. So I'm on Twitter more than anything else. But I'm on all their social media sites, too, if you want to connect there.
Twitter is where it's at with, it seems like, for both of us. It's easy to find us, which is at Bonsai Retro Club, which, you know, same name of the podcast. Definitely reach out. And, you know, if you're on the Twitter, please, you know, do tweet to us and tag us and let us know what you think of this episode. And if you feel that you've been affected by the Kaivo effect. Oh, that didn't sound right. That was a bit redundant. Affected by the Kaivo effect. I gotta think about that. I could have done that better.
The fact I spell it effect, it was kind of, it really means about how I've been affected. What came and grew Kaivo, and then how you've been affected by my effects.
Oh, we're digging a hole.
That's up to you.
We're digging a hole. She's trying to save me,
yeah,
people. She's trying to save me.
I'm trying. It's not working. You're drowning. I'm leaving it. I'm bye.
Oh. Goodbye. Goodbye, Team Hot Stuff.
No,
I love you
there's
guys.
There's my... you're out. You're out of the team. No,
huh. I'll have Rose secretly admit me back.
No, oh, that's all right. We love you guys in there. Yeah, it's a good group of people. Dan, last shout out before I leave. Hot stuff!
Hot stuff! Hashtag.
Hot stuff. Hashtag.
Yeah. It's all about the hashtag. Hashtag retweet.
Yeah. That's right. Hashtag retweet.
Heart.
Heart, heart, wink, and point.
All right, so as we like to wrap up these episodes, we like to tell and remind everybody, please be excellent to each other. Be nice. Treat everyone like you want to be treated, please. Always yeah. good advice with all the wackiness that goes on in this big bad world, and it just it helps out everybody if you just be cool with one another, please.
That's right. Be cool. 2018. It's going to be a good year, right? Because we're going to be cool and we're going to be excellent.
We're going to be excellent to each other.
That's right. Be excellent to each other. That was a really bad Bill and Ted impression. I tried.
Ted Theodore Logan.
Rufus!
William S. Preston, right. present Wild Stallions! What number am I All thinking right. of right now?
Oh, yeah, that's a
All
good
right.
movie.
Yeah, it is. I gotta go revisit that now. That and this is the second time that we talked about it that I've gotta go like, oh, now I gotta go rewatch it again.
yeah.
It's just one of those things you just don't get tired of.
No, it's just it's like a cult classic. It doesn't matter. It's every generation knows about it. I mean, this movie was way before my time. You know what I mean? And I know it.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those classic movies that, you know, when I have kids, I'm going to be like, hey, you better watch Bill and Ted.
Learn a lot right there. There's two laws for life right there. Be excellent to each other and party yeah. on, dude.
Party on, dude. Yeah.
You get those two, yep. you're good with everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So, everybody mm-hmm. have a good whatever. Because we never yeah. know what time you're listening to this. So it could be a good night, could be a good morning, could be a good afternoon. So good whatever.
Good whatever, guys. Yep. Good whatever.
All right.
This is fun.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Bye, all right. everyone.
Bye-bye.
Stay crunchy smooth.
Stay crunchy smooth.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Bonsai!